I first read that statement from you before I met you, it really made an impact on me because I have always felt like I have a good Ben inside me and I have this little bastard bad Ben inside me. And the bad Ben is always saying it'd be easier to quit. You shouldn't do this. You should give up. You should quit this business or this thing. And the good Ben says it'll be worth it if you make it through. It'll be worth it if you make it through. But it's hard because that bad Ben, that little son of a gun is always chirping in our ear. What do we do to like push through that and take advantage of that extra 60% of potential we have?
Well, I call it the 1 second rule. The 1 second rule is, I'll give you a good example. Most of the guys who quit Navy SEAL training, they quit in Hell Week. And they'll quit within the first day of Hell Week. The first day. And all Hell Week is basically a typical day of Navy SEAL training. These guys do fine going through Navy SEAL training, but when it comes to Hell Week, they spaz out. They spaz out because they're not going to get any sleep and they're not going home to their nice warm bed at nighttime. So they're going to have you for 1 week where they're going to kick the crap out of you. So that 1 second decision is this. We get in a situation that our mind is not able to break down into small pieces. When you're going through normal Navy SEAL day, your mind says, oh, not a big deal. I'm going to go home, get in a nice warm bed, maybe see my girlfriend, go to a movie. The day is going to end. Your mind can comprehend that and can comprehend the fact that today is going to end and I have something to look forward to. What Navy SEAL Hell Week is you have nothing to look forward to for a long time. You're suffering and you're suffering and you're suffering and you're suffering even more. And it's only 48 hours. And then you're going to suffer for another 100 hours after that. So your mind is already in this spastic mode. The spastic mode is, I have to get the hell out of here. It's your fight or flight. And usually it's flight. So to answer your question, the 1 second decision is what gets most of us is they get in this situation where, like in Hell Week, they put you out in that cold water for the first hour of 130 hours. These guys are the coldest they've ever been, and their mind is thinking, I have to be this cold for another 129 hours. They can't break that down. They're not going home. They're not going to warm up. It's not going to end for a long time. So the first step of trying to find more of that 40% to try to get to that 100% is you have to be in control of that very thought process. That thought process is, how can I stay here just a little bit longer? Because you're never going to get to 100% if you're constantly ringing that mental bell of get the hell out of here. You have to be able to stay in the fight longer. So how you do that is control that 1 second. And how we do that is we have to control our minds. Get control back. When our mind's starting to spaz out, find a way to not think about 130 hours or whatever your task may be. Like I've run 205 miles at one time in 39 hours. Can you imagine if I were to think about 205 miles at mile one? Your brain would say, this is stupid. What are you doing? This is crazy. Even at mile 50, if I thought about it. So you have to be able to live in that moment. You cannot allow your mind to get away from you. You can't allow it to start thinking about the pain, the suffering. Worry about that. It is coming, whether it be mental or physical pain. This isn't just about working. I'm not saying run 205 miles. I'm not saying go through Hell Week. I'm not saying be a SEAL. I am saying be your best. If your best is you are a computer person, whatever it is, be your best means you have to be in that moment. Don't allow your mind to start going away from that moment. Because when it does, your mind is the most powerful thing that we have. It will win. It will get away from you. It will trick you into thinking you're not good enough. You shouldn't be here. This is too long of a journey. Blah, blah, blah. But if you can stay in the moment, control your thought process, control what you're saying to yourself, you can slowly inch forward. And that's just the first tool of many in the 40% rule.
Wow. You know, I teach our people that we tend to complicate things to justify our inactions, meaning that we try to make things really big, and then we come up with a reason why we can't accomplish that really big thing. And your way of putting that into that 1 second rule of digesting that down into what is the next step that I have to take, because we can always take one more step. It's imagining those 10,000 more that'll stop you in your tracks.
Exactly. Wow.